Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Robert Johnson from Rhode Island, very special guest, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443 or just listen at 605-313-0163. And already in the green room, we have Richard from North Carolina. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, guys. Glad to be on. Thank you for letting me come. And I'm looking forward to this gentleman. I haven't never heard him speak before, so going to be a treat.
Yeah, it should be. We haven't been able to get a hold of him yet. So that remains to be seen, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we're used to making ends meet, so...
Just wanted to
remind our American constituents that we have to lift up our voices and our heads a little bit these days. We have a very big election coming forward, and tomorrow is TI Day. We have to understand that TIs are unlawfully and illegally targeted and experimented on, and we have to get this word out to the other part of the public so that they can understand what these people are going through and the fact that we need their help.
Yes, all over the country and all over the world, people are now celebrating TI Day, as they did World Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The World Day and the fact that all nations somewhere along the way might end up once again, as they have in the past, looking out for each other instead of trying to destroy each other. It doesn't make any sense. We only have one planet to live on, and, well, I think whoever said it best, can't we just get along? And we do have to get along, and we do have to take care of each other as well as this planet. We can't lose each other or the planet, or, well, losing one or the other is not an option. We've got to make some changes, and we've got to make them work.
That's right. And I made an error with the contact information. I was one digit off. I could have been more than that, but just one digit off. So we should have Robert on here in a second.
Okay.
But, yeah, I appreciate every time that you come on and you give us input. And I know that you're working on a device, and you'll let us know as soon as it's ready.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the common sense things, actually. You know, in our security systems, there are glitches and bleeps, and we can't afford that as TIs because, well, that's how they usually manage to get away with their things. And this particular impenetrable motion sensor is what I'm calling it. There's no way that anyone can approach it as much as 250 feet away and not be detected. And on top of that, a trigger device with a rotating camera, sensing what sensor picked up in what direction will, in fact, take a picture of whatever it was broke that signal. So that's going to be kind of big for TIs.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. We have Robert from Rhode Island. He is in the green room and set to go. And we have also Betty from Chicago. She is in the green room, like yourself. And we'll get Robert out here and let him start telling his story. Come on out, Robert.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yeah, so my story started back in, I feel like I was back in 2016 is when it started, but then in 2018 they started attacking me. You know, I've been a good guy just trying to live my life, and I feel like they've been attacking me really harsh since 2018. You know, I got arrested, and as soon as I got arrested, they started attacking me. So that's when things started to change, and they've been attacking me with long-distance targeting programs. You know, I've sent letters out to the senators. I've sent letters out to the police department to just trying to figure out who exactly is doing this to me. I've tried to figure out what if the military is doing it, but either way, they've been targeting me. And honestly, when they started targeting me back in 2018, when I got arrested, I thought it was because of the ankle braces that they put me on for 20 months. But then I soon found out, or actually I found out about a year and a half later, that they didn't need that bracelet that was on me to target me. They could see through our eyes, and that's what they used to target me. Then, you know, they took off that ankle bracelet back in November of 2019, and the targeting got worse because I found out they didn't need that, and then on top of that, they were targeting me. Oh, sorry. Is that better? That's better. Yeah, so I thought that when they took that ankle bracelet off that the target would have stopped. But no, it actually got worse because I found out they didn't need that ankle bracelet. And then they were targeting me more accurately. So that's been since November. It's been 10 months now. And they've been targeting me pretty consistently, really since then. Actually, before that, they had really started, but it's been pretty accurate. And, you know, they've been on me quite a bit. Even today, earlier today, I was surprised that it just came out of nowhere. And, you know, they seem to be on a timer for the most part. Like different times of the day, they're pretty consistent. And then, you know, like earlier today, it was around 12 o'clock that they started targeting me. Normally, it's around like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. But I know for a while, it would always be at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's how I knew that it was somebody targeting me versus these things happening, is because of the timing of all of it. And then, you know, there are times where only in the recent last 6 months did I start noticing that they target me all day. It wasn't happening all day prior to that. It would only happen during certain times of the day. So I'm not sure. I'm now one of the targets that they target 24 hours, 7 days a week. And it gets pretty tiring just trying to figure out, you know, how to block them. What do I need to do as far as trying to get shielding, and then if the shielding is going to work at all, because they targeted me in places that I thought they probably couldn't have, but they certainly they got through pretty much everything. I'm talking about concrete, like three layers of thick concrete they've gotten through. It's just I'm at this point now where I'm trying to defend against it, and they've pretty much broken down everything that I've gotten. So I'm trying to. The only thing I can say to do next is just to get a lawsuit against who's doing it, because that seems to be the only thing that might be able to stop them or slow them down.
That seems to be everybody's desire to get a lawsuit. Betty from Chicago would like to ask you a question or two, or maybe give you some advice. And then we have Richard from North Carolina. Go ahead, Betty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I know you're trying to tell me. I'm feeling a little better than I did this morning. Advice that you... Yes? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. This is much better, right?
Yeah, speak up, Betty. Yeah, speak up.
Can you hear me now?
That's great.
Okay, great. You want me to address in regards to shielding? Is that what you want me to?
No, I just wanted to know if you wanted to ask Robert a question or give him some advice or share your own experiences with him or.
All right. Yeah, sure. I've actually gotten a lawyer myself. And you can seek out all the information. What you should be doing, and I think Frank would agree, is taking a journal of your occurrences, what's happening to you every day, jot it down, because our memory of it tends to sometimes be diminished. And at least you have some backup information. In my case, I have some specific things I know that I could bring out and bring to a lawsuit. But seeking a lawsuit is kind of... very difficult because they have ways to get around what you want to prove. And also, seeking a lawsuit, you're going to face lawyers that don't want to participate, might take your case and then later feel that they don't want to go forward because they might be frightened of what might happen to them in case who might be involved. If you know who's involved, that's good. Do you know who's involved? Targeting you?
I think for the most part, I think it started with the Needham Police Department. I also think that it could have been the Navy because I had an ex-girlfriend in the Navy, and I've consistently gotten dreams about her and heard her voices in my head. But I think, you know, Massachusetts Department of Justice, I think they're the ones doing it. I've even had dreams about, I have a court case, and I've thought maybe the attorneys or maybe the probation officer that I was assigned to had been targeting me. That's the way they've made me feel. So I felt like it had something to do with law enforcement, definitely. And then whenever it's in the Navy, because I've had friends, I even tried to enlist in the Navy at one point. And I've had, like I said, my girlfriend and then a friend of mine who I thought maybe could have told me more about it. I've had dreams about him and heard his like voices in my head as well. So I think it has something to do with that. So I honestly think there's more than one database, more than one system targeting me, because I think there's a system that was targeting me from 2016 until about 2018, and maybe still until now. And then there was a secondary system that started targeting me in 2018, because that's when it started to, when I started to feel as if I was literally being targeted. And they were doing it on purpose and with the intent to hurt me. I felt like that since 2018. But I think that was the system in Massachusetts. I don't think I was in it, or I couldn't tell you if I was in a system in Massachusetts prior to that, because that's where I lived at the time where all this targeting started. But I think potentially it could have started there, and then it elevated once those events started happening in 2018.
They sometimes try to confuse you to make you think it's a certain person. I've had this happen quite often. I've even traveled to foreign countries and I was followed there. So it could be pretty intense. And for me, it's been going on for 11 years, and for you, it's been months, correct?
Yes. It's been roughly 2 years. There were some other things that I didn't know was targeting until later. Until after the fact, mm-hmm. like I didn't know that they could remotely open the doors on my car, which they were doing to a car that I had.
They can. I can share that. Have you had your car de-accelerated while you're driving?
Yeah, that's happened to me more recently in the past couple of months, where I was driving and all of a sudden it would just have this weird, weird thing happen to the engine. The engine would just go faulty and then come right back. And like I've seen the speedometer not disappear, but just go out of whack. And then even the people who people told me that didn't normally happen. It only happened when I was around. That's how I knew they were targeting me. And they've been targeting my car, my new car. They target every single car I'm in.
Well, if somebody's in the car with you, I bet they won't do it.
They'll find that out. They do that too.
They don't want a witness of what occurs. Right, right.
Okay, Betty, we have Thomas from New Mexico. Hold on. And we have Richard from North Carolina. Maybe they can weigh in on the situation.
Sure enough. Go right ahead.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
Thomas from northeastern New Mexico, and my targeting started in about end of 2014. First time I ever heard I hear all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. I hear it's like a white noise in my head. It sounds like a generator in my head. It doesn't go away. I'm 54 years old, and this started in 2014. Actually, my targeting started in 2012, but I didn't know I was being targeted. When I was living in Walsenburg, Colorado, I was doing live radio. I used to do internet radio back then, and I didn't know I was being targeted. And my bird, they can target your pets. And I had a parakeet, a little a bird, and I knew something was really strange. They killed my bird. They were torturing my bird, and I believe they targeted my bird. In 2015, I didn't know I was being targeted till around when 2015 started, and I started vibrating like when I was sleeping. My whole body was like vibrating from the frequencies, and I had no clue what this was from. And then I ran into Scott Hensler from Nevada. He's in Nevada now, and he's a TI, and I ran into him when he was doing internet radio, and I used to listen to him, and I knew I wasn't crazy, that I was being targeted.
Tom, we have to go on our first commercial break. We'll be back very shortly. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Boston, Massachusetts. Once again, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight, very special guest, Robert Johnson, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Okay, we should have Betty, Thomas, Richard, and Robert. Robert, are you with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. You and Betty were having a conversation, and Thomas came in, and we still have Richard here too, I think. Anybody who would like to deal in here with Robert and give him some advice that you might have from your experience?
Well, I would. I'd like to thank Robert, number one, for coming on and sharing the story. We don't hear many TIs that have become a TI after they've got out of jail. Most of them are TIs before they go. So that's a little bit different, and thank you, Robert, for coming on. I would say to you, the biggest thing of this is how to take care of yourself. Physically, eat good and try to stay out of trouble. Don't get entangled in things that might get you in more trouble, but to feed yourself and try to take the key thing is survival, trying to survive through this, because this is illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional. So if you can be that survivor and concentrate on solutions of your situation and not get entangled in the muck, because they're really good at getting you tricked and put in a bind. So you be careful of that, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Okay, Robert, would you like to continue and add some more?
Yes, absolutely. So as far as shielding is concerned, because I had been arrested, I couldn't find a really good job. I wound up having to work not the best
paying jobs, but working jobs and just trying to build shielding on my own. But I found some things that were working for a while, and then as they got more advanced and targeting, so did my shielding become less effective. So I'm at the point now where I'm trying to find some more shielding options, and I'm taking notes from anyone that has things that are working for them and trying to implement them, and hoping that I can, if I find something that works, I'm going to share it. But so far,
okay. What I would like to share with you is the only thing that I have found that effectively works time and time again is hopping in the tub or the shower and staying in there for at least 1 hour. And that removes all the free radicals, which are actually electrons, and electrons are actually electricity. And your shower is grounded through the drain, so that if you go ahead and pull a plug in and lay down in the tub for an hour, you're grounded. So it's just something that works for me. And Dave Case's CD, I'm going to see if I can get you his website, and you can get a copy of his CD. And if you play that, they hate it. So go ahead. Any Betty, would you like to comment or get involved? Or
What did you say that was Dave Casey?
Dave Case's CD.
Cases.
Yep.
C-A. A lot of rumbling in the back. I don't know what that's from.
Yeah, I think Robert's got something he's dragging with him there. I don't know. Are you using an iPad by any chance or a phone?
Oh, it's a phone. I'm going to put it on every time I'm not speaking.
Okay, yeah, just try and stay in one place and keep your microphone, if you're using a microphone, in one place. And you should be okay. But you sound great. Okay, Robert, I guess that those are the two things, the primary things that I can think of right now. You can call into the show afterwards, into the conference call, and we can get some advice from, I think there's 50 people in there. Okay, it's the bottom of the hour. We have to take a break for station identification. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Good evening, once again, from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Robert Johnson, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443. Or just listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Robert. You still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Please continue.
So I was going to say a lawsuit. So I was able to get in contact with the local judicial court, and they advised me that there's a $400 fee, and they'll listen to whatever I have to say, and I'd be able to bring forth a lawsuit. The only thing that they're requiring is that I have to know exactly who I'm bringing the lawsuit against, and that's where I'm kind of at now when it comes to lawsuits, because I did file the lawsuit with Targeted Justice. I filled in the affidavit. Been waiting to hear back from any progress on that, as well as there was a Catherine Norton lawsuit, which I filled out it was 92 or 96 pages, and I tried to send that in, and I haven't heard back from that just yet, but I know that, you know, those are the only two lawsuits that I saw that were out there, other than individuals filing lawsuits, and just trying to support anyone who I can who's filing a lawsuit, because I know that's the type of support I would want, and the type of support that I do want when I'm trying to file a lawsuit, just trying to put together something that would bring forth whatever they're doing and making sure that we can, you know, bring them to justice based on the truth and all facts, not based on anything theory, or theoretical. This is all based on experience and targeting, and then even bouncing some of my targeting questions off of others and finding out that there are other people out there going through the same thing. It's both the support and not as reassuring, because it means that they're not stopping it. We're not getting relief, and hopefully our efforts that are
that are taking shape, you know, all of our efforts that we're doing is going to eventually come to a point where they do stop. They stop the targeting of us, and, you know, maybe we won't get a chance to advance, to stop the advancement of these programs, but we'll get a chance to stop our specific targeting if we continue to work in the same fashion in a uniformed way and try to get this thing to stop, and even bringing it before Congress, where we know that Congress is part of the funding source for these types of programs. Even if they're independent, Congress can do something to bring and address these programs. That's something that's illegal and, you know, violating our civil rights, civil rights.
Yeah, at this particular point in time, I would be more concerned with stopping or lessening the targeting and getting a handle on that. The lawsuits are great, but I haven't seen a target for the lawsuit yet. I've seen people go to court and they have one particular individual names President Obama and all of the DOD, secretaries, undersecretaries. He was successful in a way. They settled out of court. But his targeting continued. So that tells me that they know about it. And they settled out of court to keep that a secret. The fact that they know about it. But at the same time, they don't know who's doing it. In other words, it could have slipped into the mob or a corporation or what have you. These are just ideas. You have to understand that. Okay, go ahead, Robert.
So I know I didn't want to give up. You know, I've been targeted for a few years, and for a couple of years I didn't know I was even being a target. And it's even to the point where building up enough courage to take on some sort of action towards it, because most people that I've spoken to have either tried in the past and they have kind of given up on trying something in the future, but they're still pushing, or they're not knowing about what to do. And, you know, the only logical step is to try to file a lawsuit, because we can't go and attack them personally, especially if we don't know exactly who they are, and then that would put us into further trouble by going and, you know, showing up at their doorstep and throwing Molotov cocktails as a dream of in my dreams. We're trying to do something that would definitely stop them from doing what they're doing, and you know, trying to keep the dream alive that there is something that we can do. But, you know, hearing the other stories about people who, you know, passed because they were standing up for these programs is another thing. That kind of dampens the spirit just a little bit, because I've heard of people trying to fight against this thing and they haven't necessarily gotten the outcome that they wanted. But, you know, we can't give up, and we have to keep trying, and, you know, being able to talk to people like Frank and Ella, that gives me courage, and Derek, because it means that, you know, people are still surviving out there, still fighting against this thing, and, you know, every step that we take is a little closer to us achieving a goal, and that goal is to get these programs to stop. And that's why I'm on this show, and I'm grateful to be on this show, and I'm glad that Frank called me and asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you made the right choice, because frequently, the more that you get yourself into the limelight, the better off things will be. that is just my experience, and it seems to be universal. We all get attacked, we all get slaughtered, but if you get yourself out there, you've got some cards to deal with. Okay, let me see. Richard, you want to comment?
Yes, sir. I just want to push the thought that instead of all the thinking of who they are and what they're doing and how they're doing it and so on, to try to keep your mind as best as possible on yourself and who you are and what you are and what you're doing. And, you know, they're going to try to make you this or make you that, and it's your life. So you walk the walk you choose. Don't let them, even at the cost of pain and suffering, don't let them make you walk a walk that you would not walk otherwise. So stay in touch with yourself and who you are and where you're going and what you want to do and what you want to be, and pay them as little of attention and mind as you can. It's about the carrot in front of the donkey, the watch swinging in front of your face. You have to stay in touch with yourself and hold on to yourself. And even throughout this suffering, you have to find a path for yourself to move forward. And even if you have to drag yourself, do so. And they're just simply trying to control your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, the whole nine yards. But you do have the will to fight back. It's going to cost you. Anytime you speak out, or tomorrow's TI day, I hope that you're going to be active tomorrow doing something on behalf of the community. But either way, it's going to cost us to do so. So be willing and ready to pay the price, but make it count. Make a move, make a hit on behalf of Robert.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, I'd like to reiterate that myself. Keep with yourself and be true unto yourself. And there's one other thing I can add too, and that's keep a positive attitude. I think I've spoken with you before on that. That's a very important point. I know it's hard to do, especially when you're in the middle of a serious attack, but you have to try, and you have to do it. All right, go ahead, Rob.
In a positive attitude, I feel like I'm constantly trying to explain my story to them, that I'm just an average guy, as most of us are. Just normal people trying to wake up every day and feed our kids or put food on our table. We're not doing anything bad. Mom, hold on. You know, most of us aren't people that are doing anything bad, or them labeling us as criminals so that they can feed their own ego to attack us. You know, I'm just an average guy. I'm a Christian male. They introduced violence into my life. I've never had violence before, ever. They've made me think of different things just because they have decided that they want to take action towards me in different ways. And I'm just like, that's nothing to do with me whatsoever. I've never heard a living soul on this entire planet, even the stuff that I was arrested for. They tried to accuse me of trying to hurt somebody, and I didn't hurt anybody or even attempt to hurt anybody. It's just like, I don't understand their motives. And it's not that I'm just asking why, or any of us are just asking why. It's just like, why in the world? You know, why in the world? Nothing that I've done in my entire life ever constitutes this type of behavior? Like, why in the world would you start targeting me and then consistently for a span of time and then consistently trying to beat me down in different ways because I did what? I asked somebody to call me on the phone, and you take that as a crime that you need to hurt somebody over? And, you know, they've done different things in different dreams, saying the different ways they were going to hurt me. And they sometimes they fall back from doing that or something, or they change it, whatever it is that they do. And then, like, I feel like I'm constantly, as I stated before, constantly trying to explain my story. Like, I'm a Christian male. I read the Bible. Sometimes I actually sleep with the Bible. You know, I go to church, and I got so upset because I was like, you know, I don't know what type of mindset of a person would bother someone. If you know that my objective is to try to help as many people as I possibly can, as I've always done my entire life, why in the world are you trying to step in front of me from doing something that I feel as if myself and my community, we do on a daily basis? We're constantly Christian people who are constantly trying to help our communities and help the people that need help if they so happen to need help. And I'm like, why is this person trying to step in front of me doing that? They, you know, they didn't start hating on me when I would read the Bible, but then they started hating on me reading the Bible. And then when I would try to put together different sermons of different people, like, to try to keep positive affirmations around, it's like they didn't like that. They hated it. That I keep trying to push anyway. Like, I put a YouTube video of Joel Osteen. He talks about beyond having faith beyond belief, and that having, like, a mustard seed faith. So even just a little bit of faith is believing in something greater. And I feel like I'm constantly trying to push that and trying to put those affirmations around me. You know, at one point, you know, I feel like I've had to lean on that a lot more heavily recently to try to get through some of those things that Frank just talked about. Like, you know, at times where you're really being targeted, it's kind of hard to lean on something and say, you know what, I'm actually going to pray for this person because there is no salvation in what they're doing. You know, to hurt somebody in my community is a sin. To go out there and intentionally hurt somebody is even more of a sin than hurting someone unintentionally. But I feel as if these people, they know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. And they've decided to take part in something that is just blasphemous in so many different ways. And I feel bad for them because I'm like, they can't. I know that I personally, when I go to sleep at night or when I have to answer to whatever the higher being may be, I call it God. Others may call it something different. I know that my record is clean. But I can't say for what these people do to us that their record is clean, because how could you participate in something that's literally hurting people and then put a smile on your face and call yourself a Christian or call yourself whatever you call yourself and say, okay, well, my record is clean. I haven't hurt anybody. But that's what they do on a daily basis and a consistent basis, mm-hmm. and their actions are that of which is of someone who has hurt somebody. And it's like, all right, well, you know, I'm praying about that. I'm sitting down, I'm praying a lot more. And I have to, I talked to my minister about this too, about praying for them and hoping that my prayers don't turn to where they were a couple of months ago, where they were just like, you know, I'm cursing in my prayers, you know, saying all these different things, just mean things, hurtful things, of things that they're not of my nature at all. But I feel like they took me to a place where I just couldn't get my mind over just how much I wanted to take whatever they were doing and turn it against them, you know, tenfold. Mm-hmm. I hope that they get what they're giving tenfold, because no one deserves to go through that. And it just is beyond belief, one, that they could even do that, and then two, that they, you know, usher in smiles and I don't know what their mindset of these people are. I just know that they know what they're doing. They know that they're doing wrong, and they do it anyway.
And okay. Robert, we are going for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. And thank you, folks, for listening.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have had the very special pleasure of listening to our guest, Robert Johnson, who is a targeted individual in the state of Rhode Island. If you'd like to call into the show live and ask a question and get involved, well, it's probably a little late, but I will give you the phone number so that you can write it down. 800-313-9443. Or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, for those of you who are still with us in the green room, any closing thoughts, Richard?
Absolutely. I want to make sure that Robert understands that he has a constitutional right as a American citizen. He has God-given rights as a human being, and he is far from average because there is only one of him from end to end of the total existence that we know of. So you are great. And your greatness is what they're after. They're trying to take that away from you and make sure you become nothing except what they would have you be. So you be strong, sir. Hang in there.
Okay. Thomas, New Mexico, still with us? Probably not.
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to share a comment to Robert. I'd just like to let you know, keep strong. I'm also a TI out here in northeastern New Mexico. Keep strong and keep your faith. And don't let them change. They want to change us, TIs, but just keep your faith in Jesus. And that's what I do to try to keep strong. I keep my faith in the Lord Jesus, and I read my Bible, and it helps me from the targeting. And thank you very much, Robert, for sharing. I will keep you in my prayers, Robert. You're my real brother in Jesus, and I thank you very much for coming on as a guest. I'm just going to go back to listening here. Thanks.
Okay, Betty, you've got about 10 seconds.
Well, I also appreciate having him come forward and being so outright about his experience. And as Frank will advise you, just keep on calling in. We'd love to hear from you so we can all keep in touch.
Okay, thank you, Betty. Thank you all. And thank you, Robert. Right now, it's just about time for me to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. God bless.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.